Blog Talk Radio.
To potential and possibilities at mid-career and beyond. This is Hyacinth Gooden-Bailey, your host, as usual. Our show is called The Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. And my bi-monthly e-zine is called Potential Plus Possibilities. Precisely because we want to draw attention to and hold your attention to the fact that at no point in time in your work or life are you beyond achieving more or enjoying greater levels of fulfillment. You can always be of service and follow a new calling, and you can always go beyond. That is why October is our high expectations month, and why we want you to email us, talk in the chat room, call in or comment, and share how you are feeling, what your aspirations are, and what you're doing about them. So welcome again, whether you are listening live or you're going to call in, or you're listening to this as a recording. Are you someone who is overqualified and still unemployed? Are your dreams being shattered now when you thought you were set for life? Are you someone who is fully employed but working below your talents and abilities? Are you someone who is employed but fearful about losing your job? Are you a woman who is leading multiple lives, taking care of the family, taking care of others, taking care of yourself, working around the clock to advance in your career, and dealing with relationship issues all at the same time? Then I suggest that you don't keep this all to yourself like others have done or that others are doing, but break out of that terrible prison and reach out for support, natural support. I'm talking about therapy or psychiatry. I'm talking about speaking to a life coach like myself who can assist you in seeing clearly where you are and where you want to go and how to get there without tearing out your hair or burning out on the job. Before we talk further, I want to make an offer that you should not take lightly. If you have a challenge, a concern, or difficulty similar to the ones which I just described or of some other kind, and you're considering being coached, just send me an email for a free session. Yes, free of cost. And we'll set up a time and date to get you started. On the phone. Better yet, if you have Skype, that means it will cost you nothing for the phone call or for the session. My email, if you're a new listener or if you haven't gone to my website yet or you haven't followed the links on my Blog Talk Radio page, it's H-E-B, H as in Harry, E as in egg, and B as in boy, at sapienscoaching.com. SAPIENCE coaching, one word, ATB@sapienscoaching.com. So that's my offer for you today, to start off your October with a bang. I'm a certified life coach and a member of the International Coach Federation. And I will not just be willing and ready to let you understand what to expect from coaching, but also how far you can go with coaching. I'll also be able to refer you to other coaches if I think that your particular challenge is best suited to another coach who specializes in that particular niche. We're going to do now what we always do on this show. We'll take a minute or two to breathe deeply and prepare our hearts and minds to receive some powerful input. When we return, we'll continue with our thoughts on today's topic, intuitive redesign of your life. Welcome again, all listeners and those listening to the recording. I'm Hyacinth Gooden-Bailey, and you are on Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. This show is particularly geared to women who are past that certain age, those who are going back to join the workforce or never enter the workforce in the first place because they were busy at home raising the kids, are those who have gone back to school and are trying to change careers or to earn a better living. So whatever is your need, listen carefully. Today I do not want to overwhelm you with ideas, and so I want you to get just what you need to make a difference now, not later, and to really feel different about yourself. So our focus is on having higher expectations, not just for today, but for this month. I'm going to share with you four ideas among the many that I could, and I hope you'll take notes or listen to the recording again. Number one, your potential and possibilities are not limited to your age. So don't use that as an excuse anymore. In fact, you can be increasingly more creative as you age. And that I have confirmed with my own self and with others. If you're thinking about changing careers or going into a new line of business, be assured that you can come up with the best ideas, methods, and ways to succeed than ever before. Potential is largely underestimated among humans in general, not just by others judging us, but by our own selves when we consider what we can and cannot achieve. You need to create a new landscape of expectations for yourself. Pause and think about that. And make it your assignment this week. I am creating a new landscape of expectations for myself. My youngest daughter sent me a quote last week, and I thank her, and I'll read what it says. Failure and risk are part of the bargain. Make excellent mistakes. Failure and risk are part of the bargain. Make excellent mistakes. I'm sure I do not have to paraphrase that for you. Number two, you create your own opportunities. Be absorbed in what you choose to do, and thereby release your unconscious and your creative imagination. In other words, don't do it half and half. Do not be limited by what the crowd is doing and what is in vogue. What is nudging at your heart? What is your unique contribution to humanity? Go after that. Begin by thinking about what could be your purpose. Think about what could be your potential. Potential in terms not of just how much money you could earn or what title you could attain, but what great good you could do, as well as how much your work, your contribution, or business could affect your small corner or the world at large. Look at what you have been doing in the past and see if that hints at greater things for you. Sometimes we achieve things and we hardly pay attention. But if we look back, we could see that that was a sign that we have some talent in that area, or that is something that would give us great joy to continue doing. I know my own actions on my job led to scores of staff getting their level or position raised, as well as built up their self-confidence. My job wasn't to do that, but by my actions, that is what happened. And so I realized that I not only created the possibility, but that I was there for that purpose. And that can happen often in your own life. So take the cues, take the hints. Number three, practice dealing with challenges creatively instead of copping out and seeking run-of-the-mill solutions. Reveal to yourself how gifted you are. Make your encore experience after midlife and at pre-retirement or as a retiree something to talk about. Are you getting excited? Doesn't this make you think about things you have put off or never started, but which keep popping up in your mind and thoughts from time to time? Challenges appear to trigger hidden talents and abilities. You might have experienced that before. So give those talents and abilities room. Don't suppress the ideas that pop up when you feel trapped or when you feel discouraged or under attack. There are the cues to consider stepping out or stepping up higher or being bolder. You don't have to be radical or revolutionary in your actions, but you can carefully change courses and quietly, but with determination, begin on a new path. And that is the key. To assess your situation and then take action and turn in your direction. Number four that I'd like to share with you in getting yourself wholly redesigned, not a makeover with a blouse and a skirt and a pair of shoes and a bag and a hairdo, but when you experience negative emotions of any kind, which lead you into the realm of overwhelm, turn first to centering. And we've talked about centering on this show. Centering involves defocusing from the negative feelings and the cause of your pain towards seeking calm, clarity, pure energy, and inner wisdom. And that's what I, have, as a coach, helps my clients and those that I work with in groups to do. Centering is easy for me, I must confess, because I speak directly to God in Jesus' name, and I quote back to God his own words. I'm sure that idea is not new to you. But if you have not learned to do that and do not wish to go that route, there are ways to get back to your center and to stay there. One good way, and very prompt in results, is to think in terms of gratitude. Not to think about what you lack, what is against you, what you may be losing, your home, your car, your friendships, your mate, your children, your health, but in terms of what you're grateful for. No, that's difficult, granted. But that is not denial. That is making the good truth more real and of more value to you than the false and negative things that are bothering you. In fact, remember, you hardly pay attention to the good things when things are going well. So this is a great time to give them their due focus. When too much is going on, that do not appear to be in your interest. Another great way is to center is what we do all the time and cannot do without. Can you guess? It is breathing. Breathing with a purpose. Purpose number one, of course, is to live. And then the other is to truly connect with your energy source and simultaneously cleanse your whole being, mind, body, and spirit. While you're giving thanks and breathing, you'll find that your thoughts become clearer. Your mind literally connecting to God. New ideas, new energy, new motivation, reinvigoration, that's the word that sums it up. And don't we need that today, to be reinvigorated? The four things that I've mentioned so far are what will really take you to that higher level of having and achieving higher expectations. If you are now plateauing, or you are in the dumps, or if you have just been settling for whatever comes, your potential and possibilities you hold in your vision. The opportunities you create. You create the approach that you want to face your challenges, and you center in the face of negative emotions using gratitude and breathing on purpose. I said I didn't want to overwhelm you with ideas, so I limited what I had to say to those four items. But I have to say just a little bit more. A writer on transition and transformation said the following: every transition provides the context for the next phase of growth and expression. Every transition provides the context for the next phase of growth and expression. I like that because as a life transition coach, I say that all of life is made up of change and transition. So if transition means growth and new expression, what a great way to approach all our circumstances, to look for opportunities for growth and opportunities for new expression, whether at home, at work, in our careers, in our relationships, in our finances, in our health, so on and so forth. That is why it's very important not to numb yourself through your challenges and changes with drugs, with pills, medication, booze, crazy friends and partying, and overspending, because then you miss the whole point. Are you following me? Instead, you need to open up to what is better, what is higher, and more powerful. If you find this too difficult to deal with, get in touch with me. My email, heb@sapienscoaching.com. This is a time to think new, to think innovative ways about living and achieving. It's obvious that the old way is not going to work. It's not working for the government. It's not working for the banks. It's not working for any of those geniuses, so-called. This is a time to seek personal enlightenment and deep insights and act on them and share them with others like I'm sharing with you now. I have a book that I'm completing for publication called Career Change Design in the Second Half of Life. And on future shows, I'll be discussing its contents. If you think that a preview of the book would help you, drop me a line. In it, I go into real details about some of the things I've said so far and how they affect your work and your life at that certain age. It is all about personal fulfillment when you thought things were over. Again, I want to invite you to reach out. If you want to link to other sites that I have, not just to my email, you can join my network, HTTP://sapiensmidlifepotentialnetwork, all one word, sapiensmidlifepotentialnetwork.ning.com. There is a link on the show page to that. There's a link to my blog spot where I offer this wonderful e-handbook on life enhancement journey. And, of course, my radio shows, which have been on the air since last September. So you have a whole year's set of programming to listen to on a myriad of topics that you need right now, from career change, career design, to intuition and inner wisdom, to stress and the like. So again, I'm asking you to reach out. Get some taste of the guidance that's possible. I'm offering you a free life coaching session of 15 or 30 minutes to identify and face what is challenging, what is depressing, or what is confusing you. And rise above it, too. I want you to see the results staring you in the face. If you wish to receive a brief summary of the thoughts and ideas which I've expressed here today, send me an email for that as well, or go to my website, www.sapienscoaching.com. Click on the email links and links to my network and my blog spot, like I just said, to get more information. Become someone who lives at a higher level all the time, not just sometimes. I invite you not just to join me each Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern for future shows, but to revise all the shows that have gone before so that you are really in tune with the ideas that I've been pronouncing on this show. Finally, don't keep this to yourself. Invite your friends and associates to listen, and not just listen, but to call in, ask questions, or be in the chat room. If you're in the chat room now, I haven't had a chance to look, but I'll check it in a minute. And when you come on my show, if the switchboard is crowded and I don't get you, don't hang up when the show stops streaming, because I can talk to you after the show even then. I want to leave you with a quote, which might not be a completely accurate, but it has some value in relation to what we were talking about. It's by the famous poet Robert Louis Stevenson. I'm sure you can recall some poetry from school days by Robert Louis Stevenson. And he said, "To be what we are and to become what we're capable of becoming is the only end in life. To be what we are and to become what we're capable of becoming is the only end in life." And life coaching helps you to be what you are and to become what you're capable of becoming. So don't miss out on that privilege and that possibility. I see there are people in the chat room, and I want to welcome my participant from Canada. I see Lillian, I see Candy, and I am so glad to see you there. If you want to talk to me live, you can do that as well. But I'm so happy that you are here. You've heard my email address, so please go right ahead and email me if you want to talk to me. I have a daughter named Candy, too. And I share your thoughts here. Thank you, Lillian. You say these are good tips. And I hope you'll continue to listen to the show and invite other people to. Okay. If there are any callers, I'll just wait a while and see so that you don't miss talking to me. I'll be in the chat room talking in a minute, but it's hard to do two things at the same time, or three or four, which is what I'm doing right now. And if you have questions, please post them in the chat room as well. I'm so happy to see that there are people who are able to listen and benefit. And so this is Hyacinth Gooden-Bailey and the show Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond, signing off until next time and hoping you'll bring all your associates to the next show. Have a great week.